ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय को गृहेषु पुमान् को गृहेषु पुमान् सक्तम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः स्नेहपाशैर्दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितम् को गृहेषु पुमान् शक्तम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः को गृहेषु पुमान् शक्तम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः स्नेहपाशे दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितुम् को गृहेषु पुमान् शक्तम् आत्मानम् अजितेन्द्रियः स्नेहपाशे दृढैर्बद्धम् उत्सहेत विमोचितम् रीड दी इक्विवेलेंस कहा
व्हाट
ग्रहेषु
टू हाउस ऑफ लाइफ उमां उमां मैन मैन सक्तम सक्तम वेरी मच अटैच
वेरी मच अटैच
आत्मानम
आत्मानम
हिज ओन सेल्फ
हिज ओन सेल्फ
द सोल अजित इंद्रिया
अजित इंद्रिया
Who has not conquered the senses?
Who has not conquered the senses?
Sneha paashahi.
Sneha paashahi.
By the ropes of affection.
By the ropes of affection.
Dradehi.
Dradehi.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Baddham.
Baddham.
Bound hand and foot.
Bound hand and foot.
Utsaheta.
Utsaheta.
Is able.
Is able.
Vimochitum.
Vimochitum.
To liberate from material bondage.
To liberate from material bondage.
Again, again, equivalents.
Kaha.
Kaha.
What? Graheshu.
Graheshu.
To house or life.
To house or life.
Pumam.
Pumam.
Men. Saktam.
Saktam.
Very much attached.
Very much attached.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
His own self.
His own self.
The soul.
The soul.
Ajita Indriya.
Ajita Indriya.
Who has not conquered.
Who has not conquered.
The senses.
The senses.
Sneha paashahi.
Sneha paashahi.
By the rose of affection.
By the rose of affection.
Dridahi.
Dridahi.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Baddham.
Baddham.
Bound hand and foot.
Bound hand and foot.
Utsaheta.
Utsaheta.
Is able.
Is able.
Vimochitum.
Vimochitum.
To liberate from material bondage.
Liberate from material bondage.
Read the translation.
What person?
What person?
What person
who attached to household life?
To household life.
Due to being unable.
Due to being unable
to control his senses.
Control his senses.
Can liberate himself.
Can liberate himself.
An attached householder.
An attached householder
is bound very strongly.
Is bound very strongly
by ropes of attachment.
By ropes of attachment.
Sorry. By rope. By ropes of affection.
By ropes of affection.
For his family.
For his family.
Wife, children, and other relatives.
Wife, children, and other relatives.
Again, translation.
What person?
What person?
Too attached
to attached
to household life.
To household life.
Due to
being unable.
Being unable to control his senses.
Control his senses.
Can liberate himself.
Can liberate himself.
An attached householder.
An attached householder
is bound.
Is bound
very strongly.
Very strongly
by ropes of affection.
By ropes of affection
for his family.
For his family.
Wife, children, and other relatives.
That's it. Read the purport.
Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Kaumara Acharit Pragna Dharman Bhagavatam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life. In other words, from the tender age of childhood to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Dharman Bhagavatam means the religious principles of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises, Sarva dharmam parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from the material bondage and especially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulative principles. Otherwise, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari, living under the care of the guru, whose place is known as Gurukula. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurum Hitam. From the very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the guru. A brahmachari is advised to go begging alms door to door, addressing all women as mother, and whatever he collects goes to benefit of the guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not ordinary grahastha who has learned how to satisfy his senses. A trained grahastha can gradually give up household life and go to the forest to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life and at last take sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. Hitvatma patam griham andakupam. One should give up his household, which is a place for going further and further down into the darkest regions of the material existence. First advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life. Griham andakupam. However, if one prefers to remain in the dark well of household life because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servants, house, money, and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be first-class brahmacharis. Then it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home back to Godhead, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janyati ashu vairagyam jnanam cha yad ahitukam. By rendering devotional service onto the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires faultless knowledge and detachment from the world. If one engages in devotional service, devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains vairagya vidya, or asakti, detachment, and becomes jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is master of the senses, he should not accept the renounced order of life, sannyasa. A strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of material body. Without full knowledge, one cannot be unattached to material enjoyment. But as long as one is not in that position, one is not fit to return home back to Godhead.
That is 12.13.1, you know, in 12th canto, 13th chapter, first verse, that is, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Mudutaihi Stuvanti Divyai Sravai Vedai Sangra Karma Padho Panishadai Gayantiyam Samaga Dhyana Vastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashantiyam Yogina yasyantam navidu surgana tasmade yam brahma varunendra rudra marutehi stuvanti divi vaisravehi Vedesang Kramapadu Panishadai Kramapadu Panishadai Gayantiyam Samagaha Samagaha Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa
Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa
Pashyantiyam Yoginah
Pashyantiyam Yoginah
Yasyantam Naviduhu Surasuragana
Yasyantam Naviduhu Surasuragana
Tasmayade Vaya Namaha
Devaya Tasme Namaha
Devaya Tasme Namaha
Devaya Tasme Namaha
Because we don't understand the Supreme Personality Godhead. This our attraction to Him is weak. So we should start from Brahma, Bhagavad-gita to understand Krishna. Very easy verses are there. First easiest verse is Yam Brahma, no. What is Param Brahma?
Param
Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vivam. The 10 qualities in 2 lines, you know. No literature has. Only in our Bhagavad Gita it is given. Param Brahma means is completely transcendental. It is transcendental nature we don't know. That's why we are attached to the things which are not transcendental. There will be a very bad result of not knowing Krishna. Divyata. Divyata no anuvoja apanne nati. It is a divya nati. Ina tarap apanne akarshan thai. The transcendence, as a transcend in it, word transcend is there. Transcend the par karu. Abhidhi vasthu ne par kari jai, ye transcendental keve, ye divya keve. The thing which crosses everything is known as transcendent. And the purity is the monopoly of transcendental things. Unless we approach the purity, there is no way we can understand the transcendence. There is the secret of understanding Krishna in you. And the process of purity is given in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and everywhere. You have to follow certain process. The man is seriously deceased. He has to follow a certain type of life, medicine or whatever. Then only there is some chance that he will be cured. And again some chance is not guaranteed. But here, purity is our birthright. Apna janma siddha hak che. As it is, we are spiritual. We are not material. That's why this body has to drop sometime. Because our spiritualness. Abra nahi kani var kai kari das bhai jata rahe. Jata rahe apni. He has passed away. He left his body. That's how we tell. And this leaving this body goes very difficult because the attachment is very strong to the body. This is the supreme attachment of the body, because since birth we are attached to this body. Until death we don't want to leave it. So till the body is there, even the soul leaves the body, but soul over and over. He wants to enter the body again. His house, his whole paraphernalia is there. So the body doesn't want to leave. Soul doesn't want to leave the body. That is the meaning of that materialistic mind covering the living into the soul, carries it to the different species of existence. How nice sentence is it? For more than one sentence. That mind, not attracted to transcendence, will definitely carry you through to the different species of existence. Attachment is the nature of the mind. So either you are attached to Krishna or you are attached to the material things. There is no in-between. No. Either you are detached or attached. There is not both mixed. And we always try to carry on both, mixing both. This ignorance has got to be eradicated. Otherwise, saktam is very easy. Very much attached attitude is very easy. Because I see this building, so I am attached. But seeing the building, when you don't see, then there may be some chance of being detached from it. And how to see and not to see? There's a problem. I am seeing with my eyes, and we have built it or whatever. So the attachment is more. You know. But if you can easily leave it, the attachment is not there. And attachment cannot survive. That is reality. How attached you may be, but one day we have to leave every scene. Whole thing we have to leave. That is the real detachment. The root of the detachment is to have a clear idea that one day we have to leave everything. That is a fact. Nobody can deny this. But even then, we are so very attached. You know. Till death, we are attached. Eventually, we have to leave. But we don't want to leave. Then it goes very difficult for this body to drop. Again and again. So that's why our funeral ceremony is best. That we burn the body. And as soon as possible. You have to burn it. Only ashes are remaining or whatever. And they also we go to the Ganges River or somewhere and drop it. So there is nothing left. So the soul doesn't have anywhere to go. Whereas those who carry the burials, their souls are hovering around the burial place. Yes, the soul wants to enter the Kabristan also. The tomb also, if it can enter, it should enter the tomb. And that's why, where there are burial place, there are certain living entities are there. A bhoot of yajakaya vrita. Apna area ma, koi evi bhikaj nadi hui. Because we were completely attached to Krishna, following Vaishnava Dharma. And there was attachment, but there was nothing else. Very straightforward. The younger generation will inherit, the older generation will slowly leave. It was very, very, very natural. So, Sukra Mudha Dhikya Ji, Vavhava Reche, બહુ લુચ્ચી નથી, આમ નથી, તેમ નથી, જોઈ લીધું તો ભલે પછી સાચું એમ, પછી સાસુ દૂર થઈ જાય. પણ હવે અત્યારે સાસુ ચાવી છોડે જ નહીં, અને વહુને પકડવી હોય એમ આવું બધું ઝઘડા ચાલે કર્યો. ધે એલ્ડર્સ હેવ ટુ લીવ, ક્યાં સુધી પકડીને તમે? અને આપણે હાથે છોડી દીધું હોય તો દેટ ઇઝ બેટર. આ સક્તમ ઇઝ વેરી ડિફિકલ્ટ એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ અ ગ્રહેશુ સક્તમ. ગ્રહ મીન્સ નોટ ઓનલી ઘર, બટ દેર આર સો મેની થિંગ્સ વી આર એટેચ ટુ ઇટ. એવરીથિંગ પર્ટેન ટુ મટીરિયલ લાઈફ વી આર વેરી એટેચ્ડ. મને ભાઈ આ ધોતું પહેર્યું છે એ ન મળે ત્યાં સુધી આને તેલ કાઢી નાખું કે ક્યાં ગયું, ક્યાં ગયું, ક્યાં ગયું. અરે એ ધોતું ત્યારે બીજું ધોતું પડ્યું, એ કેમ પહેરતો નથી? ના ક્યાં ગયું, નહીં ધોયું તો કેમ ના ધોયું? તારા બાપનો નોકર જઈએ તો કેમ બેઠો છે? ફૂલો ધરે પછી મોડામાં, ત્યારે આસક્તિ એટલી બધા આ જ ખોટો જોઈએ, આ જ જોઈએ, આમ જ જોઈએ, તેમ જ જોઈએ. જરાય આપણે છૂટછાટ આપવા માંગતા જ નથી. પણ એ તમે ક્યારે સીધા થાવ કે જયારે કોઈ તમારી સામે ન હોય અને દિવાલો હોય સામે, કોના પર તમારું છે તું? હું બેઠા છે કોના પર ઘુસે? માથું આપણે ફાડે, બીજું શું કરે? માથું દોડે તો એને જ દુખે, જવા દે, નથી મળતું આ બીજું પહેરી દઈ. અને કોઈ હોય એટલે ગુસ્સો બહુ તીવ્ર થઈ જાય કે આસક્તિ છે. અને ગુસ્સો બહુ તીવ્ર હોય જ્યાંથી આપણને સામનો ન થતો હોય, વેન નબળી રીટેલી જ વી આર વેરી પાવરફુલ. પણ જરા ચપાટ પડે સામેથી તો બે મિનિટમાં ગુસ્સો ઓછો થઈ જાય, એક સેકન્ડમાં. અમારે તે પેલા આવે છે ચોરો બધા, અને આમ તેમ બેસે પણ સાહેબ રખડે પણ કરા, એમાં કોઈ મોટા મોવાના ચોરો હોય તો એનાથી દબાઈને વાત કરવી પડે, કારણ નહીં તો પેલા મારી જ નાખે. બીજા ચોરો હોય તો આમ શેર થઈ જાય, પણ જો એને મોટા મોકો એટલે ધીરે ધીરે અવાજ ઓછો થઈ જાય. કારણ કે ગુસ્સો પછી કરાય જ નહીં, અને એકલો હોય તો ગુસ્સો બિલકુલ ના આવે. અને ગુસ્સો કોના પર કરે? એ રીતે ગુસ્સાને જીતી લે એની આસક્તિ એટલી ઓછી થઈ જાય. અનલેસ યુ કોન્કર ધ એંગર, યુ વિલ નોટ બી કમ્પ્લીટલી લિવિંગ ધી એટેચમેન્ટ. કારણ કે એટેચમેન્ટ એટલે આપણી જરૂરિયાતની એટેચમેન્ટ થઈ જાય, આપણી નીડ્સની એટેચમેન્ટ થઈ જાય. અને બધે જ જ્યાં આપણને વળતો જવાબ ન મળતો હોય એ જગ્યાએ આપણે બહુ ગુસ્સો કરીએ. પણ કંઈ ન જ હોય અને ક્રોધી માણસ હોય એ અંતે એકલો જ રહી જાય છે, એની પાસે કોઈ જ રહેતું નથી. કારણ કે કેટલા કેટલા વખત સુધી એ બધા છોડીને જતા રહે છે અને એકલો રહી જાય છે. એકલો રહી જાય તો પછી શું કરે? પોતે સુઈસાઈડ, મે બી હી મે કમિટ સુઈસાઈડ, બટ સુઈસાઈડ ઇઝ નોટ ધેટ ઇઝી, ઇઝ નોટ એટ ઓલ ઇઝી અનલેસ કૃષ્ણ really sanctions it. Suicide is not easy. The Prabhupada was always telling that you want to commit suicide, isn't it? So come to Krishna. Commit suicide, leave everything. This is very, very nice, beneficial suicide. How much? So why we should not leave the attachment, come to our senses when we are all right, you know? That is the point to be ask to us. Why do you not leave these things? And in leaving these things also, you don't have to leave everything. There is a secret of it. You have everything, but you have conquered your senses. That's it. Senses must be conquered, otherwise in any field we will be defeated. The senses have not conquered, means in no field you can win. When Those are there very nice. But our Kamalan is a nice feast. I did three hours he was in the toilet. Mm-hmm. As soon as you do something excess, you have to suffer. To eat dosa is very good. But there must be some gauge. That is, you have to conquer your tongue. You cannot let loose. Any sense, controlled sense is the best thing. Uncontrolled sense is a path to hell. Within a second, you lose everything. In order to control, we have to try so hard, and after a long time, we may attain some bhakti or some position. But if you again become uncontrolled, within a second the whole thing will collapse, like a card castle. The card castle, immediately they fall down. Card castle, just to construct it, takes so long time. But just a bit of wind and the castle is finished. This is uncontrolled. And that verse which I pointed you out, 5.1.17, that verse is very nice for controlling everything. Take out 5.1.17. Read. Bhayam pramatta vaneshu pisyad.
Yatah
aste saha shatsapatnah. Jitendriyah atmarthe buddhasya. Grahasram kiran kim karotu na vadyam. Again, sing. Do you sing? Isya
yata saaste sa
sadnaha
jitendriya saapate buddhasya gruhasamatim karoti vadyam.
Here the last line, he asks the question that why grahasya troubles you? There is no need of leaving it. That is the point. But why jitendriyasa atmaratehe buddhasa? Buddha means you should be intelligent. And what you have to do? Two things you have to do. Jitendriya and atmaratehe. Because we are attracted to our atma. Atmaratehe. So we have to become jitendriya. Conquer our senses. And we are conquering. Now we are sitting here. You can't run around like this and think to break anything, this and that. So we are controlling our breaking tendency. But we feel like doing, we'll do this and do that. But we don't do it. So we are conquering ourselves. There is always the pressure of the police department, pressure of the government, pressure of the society, pressure of Bhagavad Gita, pressure of Bhagavatam, pressure of leaving the world. We know that we have to go away. So why to break? Let it be there. This, please. These two words are very important here. Jitendriyasya atmarthaye buddhas. Otherwise, normal people, if they are fed up for maintaining their family, then it's very difficult for them to stay in the house. But every time yes, they have to pay out the money, this, that. So they are completely fed up about this whole situation. Then either he wants to leave the situation or change the situation. And in leaving the situation, the changing situation, they create a great danger. And they don't know that. Unless you are completely conquered, all the senses are under your control. And you are completely attracted to the self. That is what we learned yesterday. That prajahati yada kaman sarvan patamana atmani eva atmana tushta sita vidnesta dhe atmani eva atmana tushta we should learn this art, that we should be only satisfied with this. Finish, nothing more. And again, here in this verse also, Jitendriyasa Atmaratahe Buddhas. Real intelligence is that you have to be attracted to Atma. Atmaratahe. You have to be attracted to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in order to be attracted there, you have to conquer your senses. There is no other way. If you let loose your sense anywhere, one sense, Indriyanam hisartamyan manoni vidiyate tadasa harati pradnyam vayur nama mivambasi. As the wind guides the boat, small boats are there in the ocean, and then when they anchor, so anywhere they go, then like that our position becomes. If there is anchor, Atmaratehe, we are completely attracted to Krishna. Then there is anchor, then we are attracted to Krishna. Don't want anything else. That is how all senses, they become blunt. Even you want, they are not there. This is the only way. Otherwise, Graishu Saktan. Puman Graishu Saktan. And the difficulty is that as soon as you are increasing the attachment, means your material mind is there. The mind becomes material. Instead of spiritual, it will become material. And as soon as the mind becomes material, means cover the living entity is soul, isn't it? And the soul, cover karita does not die. To the different species. And what is it known as? This is
called continued
material existence. And material existence means again and again you have to take birth, death, disease and old age. In order to relieve from this, there is the goal of our existence. That Prahlad Maharaj learned in the beginning, in the womb of the mother, when Narada Muni was advising his mother. Please, this is how the main thing is, this line you have to remember from, that Vayam Pramatya Savaneshu Apisyad. And here is the translation.
Even if he goes from forest to forest,
even if he goes
to forest to forest, one who is not self-controlled, must always fear material bondage.
This sentence must be remembered. Even if he goes from
forest to forest.
One
who is not self-controlled must always fear material bondage.
Self-control is the important thing. Jitendriya. अरे भी पहला गुरु घंटाल ने बना समझ जानी जरूर है अब गुरु घंटाल अब उन जनचाम नहीं गुरु घंटाल अब गुरु घंटाल ने समझ तो नहीं थी कि भी वनेश्वर एक फॉरेस्ट से बीजा फॉरेस्ट में जवानी जरूर नहीं थी अरे मदरात में कोई बांध रहे हैं आने इतने जी पर ना बताया था पहले परिक्रमा मामा तो है तो बांधो पहले पानी पिया जाए नहीं એવું આ વાંધો પાણી પીવા ગયેલું એમ કે વૃંદાવન વાંદરો થઈ ગયો અને વાંદરો થયો અને છોકરી દેખાય તો લગ્ન કરવા તૈયાર થઈ ગયું પ્લીઝ હવે વાંધો નાખે મરકટ વહી રાખી મેં તમને કહ્યું એ મરકટ વહી રાખી કહેવાય વહેવાય જો ખરું ડિટેચમેન્ટ ડેફિનેટલી પણ એ છોકરી દેખાય ત્યાં સુધી પ્લીઝ હા નહીં ભાઈ વૃંદાવન બહુ સારું છે પણ આપણે માટે નથી પોસિબલ તો એનો અર્થ એ નથી કે જે વૃંદાવન જતા નથી એનું કઈ થતું જ નથી આ ઘંટાલ અને આપણે એની પાસે તમારી ભક્તિ એમ કે ડબલ થઈ જાય ત્રણ ગણી થઈ જાય અરે ક્યાં એ ભક્તિ હવે એને ઘંટાલ આવો ગુરુ ઘંટાલ બધું દાટવાડી દે કારણ કે કદી અભ્યાસ કર્યો નથી શાસ્ત્રો જાણ્યા નથી કઈ નથી કોઈ ગયું બસ ઉન્નાવના વખતે ડબલ થઈ જાય ગયા હતા ડબલ કરવાના માટે એ હતી અડધી થઈ ગઈ આ સમજે છે શું વાંચો ફ્રોમ ફોરેસ્ટ ટુ ફોરેસ્ટ
Even if he goes, even if he goes from forest to forest, from
forest to forest,
one who is not self-controlled,
this is Didi. Yes.
One who is not self-controlled,
one who is not self-controlled,
must always fear,
must always fear
material bondage,
material bondage,
because.
Because
yes.
he is living with six co-wives, the mind, and knowledge acquiring senses.
Even householder life,
however,
cannot harm
a self-satisfied,
learned
man who has conquered his senses.
See, five senses and mind, everything is attached. શ્રુતન ચક્ષુ સ્વર્શન છે રસનું ગ્રહણ એ છે આ બધા નોલેજ એક્વાયરિંગ સેન્સીસ છે તો એ સેન્સ મૂકીને તો તું દ્વારકા છોડીને વૃંદાવન જાય નહીં તું વૃંદાવન ગયો પણ તારું મળે તારી સાથે છે તારા સેન્સીસ તારી સાથે છે એ જો કંટ્રોલ ના હોય તો વૃંદાવનમાં પણ પાપ થાય અને અહીંયા પાપ થાય જો ઇફ દે આર નોટ કંટ્રોલ ઇટ્સ નોટ ધી It's not the land, track of the land matters, but it's the, your own condition matters. E apne samajhte ane guru ghanta, ane ghanta vagade. Ane budha sa, ane ghanta, unnan vage se bahu. Ane ghanta gamete vage, ghanta ghanta ch. Please. Anna pasi, jo kharegar bhakti thai hoye, to tu aaj chaar roz di dhyan chi, tari bhakti kya hai. ડબલ થઈને ત્રબલ થઈને વેરી વેરી ના અને પછી જો મેરેજિંગ કરવા છે તો ઉન્નાવનના મેરેજ કઈ બહુ હાઈલી લેટેસ્ટ સિચ્યુએશન જો મેરેજ મેરેજ દેટ્સ ઇટ વેરી 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 સેમ દ્વારકાના મેરેજ કામ નહીં અરે બધું આ ધીસ ઇઝ મેડનેસ બીકોઝ વી જસ્ટ સ્ટીક ટુ સમથિંગ વિચ ઇઝ નોટ રિયલી પોસિબલ ફોર એવરીબડી અને બધાને ગઝડીને ત્યાં લઈ જાય રેવાની જગ્યા કઈ નહીં પોતે ગોળીને ગોળીઓ બનાવે કઈ રીતે ચાલે ભૈયા કઈ આશ્રમ લઈને બેઠો હોય ને તારી સગવડે તો ઠીક છે કે અહીંયા ભક્તિ થઈ રહી છે પણ આવું અનકન્ટ્રોલ્ડ લાઈફ ઇઝ બેટર ટુ બી એટ હોમ એન્ડ બી કંટ્રોલ્ડ દેટ ઇઝ ધી મીનિંગ ઓફ ધીસ એની આશ્રમ કેન બેનિફિટ યુ Where is your control? If you are uncontrolled, then any ashram, no ashram can benefit you. So, nesma pan tame uncontrolled ho, then you cannot have any benefit. Grahastha, if they are controlled, they are quite all right. Vidhayatma, in Bhagavad Gita, this word is there. Raga dvesha vimukta istu. It should be 50. રાજદેશમુક્તસ્તુ વિષયન ઇન્દ્રિયશ્ચર આત્મશીર આત્મશીર યુ શુડ બી ઓલ ધ સેન્સીસ અંડર કંટ્રોલ આત્મશીર વિધેય આત્મા ધોઝ હુ ફોલો ધ રેગ્યુલેટેડ લાઈફ ધે સેન્સીસ આર કરેક્ટ તો આત્મવિષય વિધેયાત્મા આત્મરથ હે બુદ્ધસ જીતેન્દ્રિય આત્મબુદ્ધ રથ હે બુદ્ધસ અને અહીંયા પણ ગ્રહેશુ પુમાન અશક્ત all these things are same. So Bhagavatam explains more elaborately, but the principles are same. So wherever you are, your senses must be Vidhayatma, regulated. And then again in the regulated freedom also, it depends upon what ashram you are following. And in the ashrams also, what Krishna has given you the condition, that is more important. Ashram also, they are different. And in the ashram also, every individual condition is completely different. But any individual may be there, in any ashram, in any form, Jitendriya must be there. And this is the Vedic injunction. Injunction is correct word. When we are sick, we have to have the injunction. And we are sick at the moment. This is Vedic injunction. please, somehow or the other, come to this point and don't waver your mind at all. Whatever practically possible, do it. Prabhupada left Vrindavan at the age of 6 or 7 years. Why? He said, wherever I am, I'm chanting Krishna, say Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, that is the meaning, that everybody chants Krishna. Bhakti should go on. That is Vrindavan. In going to Vrindavan also, you cannot follow your mind in Dwarka and go to Vrindavan. Your mind is always with you. So mind is, if it is uncontrolled in Dwarka, how can it not be uncontrolled in Vrindavan? Because you must be unflinching devotee of Krishna. Vishayam nirtante nirahasatena. Rasvajam rasopesya param drishta nivartate. Unless you have the experience of Krishna through reading, through sincere trying, you should be very seriously inquisitive. That is the word used in purport in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavatam. Seriously inquisitive. Otherwise your mind will be uncontrolled. In Dwarka also you can be seriously inquisitive. In Rajkot also, in any place, that becomes Vrindavan. And Vrindavan means where there are plenty of tulsis. Vrinda tulsi. One means forest. Forest of tulsi anywhere can. We can have 100 tulsi here. And carry on bhakti. There is nothing, no track of land. The track of land definitely helps the consciousness. But not to everybody. The tenets of the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita will help you to live your life very contentedly in any situation of your life. That is Bhagavatam. Otherwise there is no meaning to Bhagavatam. In any condition of life, you will find the solace from every page. And this is the touching point, that we must be jitendriya. We must conquer our senses. Without unconquered senses, you could go anywhere. You will be in a miserable condition. Conquered senses, you will get respect. And despite of no respect, you are very happy. That is the conquered senses. Please try to understand these things. This is the only message from these two Tibetans we have seen. And this is the main message from Bhagavatam also. There are majority of verses, they are insisting the same point, that you control your senses, control your senses, control your senses. And it's not very difficult, because that verse gives the very idea. What is that verse? It is in the later 11th, I think 11th canto. Konu artha sukhayati enam. Konu artha sukhayati enam. Sukhayati. Enam. The meaning is vadasya natukshidaha. Konu artha sukhayati enam. Akata niyamansya natukshidaha. The man is condemned to death. Some criminal is condemned to death. Then, condemned to death means he has to be hanged on next Sunday. So that man will not be interested anywhere. He will give him $1 million, will he be happy? He forget about it, I'm going. If he marry, will he be happy? No, he forget about it, I'm going. House? No, nothing. Nothing will satisfy him. There is a way to conquer our senses. We are to die, when we are dying we don't know. But we are also condemned. The day is not definite. So we should not be honestly stuck with this material paraphernalia. That is the way to understand it. Otherwise, you will be in a miserable condition. By following the wrong path, you can never have right conclusions. And we want that. By following the right, wrong path, we want to have the right conclusion. And mind is material. It will give you tricks. And we fall prey to the tricks of mind. Don't fall prey to tricks of mind. The mind will give you arguments to convince you that this you are doing for it. And you are not doing for it. That is the materialistic mind. And materialistic mind is always destruction. that mind, we should tell the mind what to do. Now the mind should tell us what to do. There is an austere path. Mind wants to sleep. So you tell him to get up. That is the austere path. Otherwise, if you are under the control of the mind, then finish, go on. This is the message of these 2-3 verses, please. And not only 2-3 verses, but all these cantos are driving to this point. And once you cross over this, Chitendi is the first word in this Vayam Pramathas, third line. Jitendi yasya atmaratehe buddhas. Three words we have. Jitendi is number one. So priority is there. The priority is Jitendriya. You conquer your senses. And then you will live atmaratehe. You will be definitely attracted to Krishna. And if you do these two things, then Buddha, you are intelligent. Without this, you cannot be intelligent. All these three sequence, see how Bhagavatam is very logical. Very logical. Conquer your senses, then you are attracted to Krishna. And you are intelligent. Otherwise, you are the fool number one. And then, even then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has found out a way for foolish people like us. You see, once he was only chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the Prabodhananda Saraswati was a Vedic scholar with 10,000 disciples, he came. He said, "You mad man, why are you chanting all the way?" He said, "That's correct." He said, "You told me mad man, I'm mad. Not only mad, but I went to my guru." And he said, "You are fool number one. You are foolish. There is no chance for you." Then I said, "There must be some chance. Guru Maharaj, do some." He said, "Now I'm telling you, just chant." So he said, "Because my Guru Maharaj has told me to chant, I'm continuing chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." And because I'm chanting, I'm very happy. So if you want to be happy, you also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama. That's why I don't read Vedic culture, Vedas. I just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And I'm very peaceful. If you want to be peaceful, then you also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama. And because I'm always chanting, I don't have any difficulty at all. So if you don't want to have any difficulty, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama. And I have found by continuous chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
I have found it very sublime. So if you want to have sublime things with you, then please chant Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Better to become fool and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama. Your foolishness also will disappear by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
If you also want to drive away your foolishness, chant
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And this will force you to forget your Vedas, chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then that Prabhupada Saraswati, with 10,000 disciples, he became the disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so easy. This is the way out. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai Shri
Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Means, you will not fall victim to any Guru at all. Yes.
Sri Narasam Das Thakur has sung.
Bhukunna Dandaji. Bhukunna Dandaji. Leija Diga. Leija Parisade Leija. Bhukunna Kayo Vidle Tarpu. Ah, but Mukunna. Ah, Mukunna. Ah, Mukunna. اچھا ابھی گاڑی آئی گئی تاری گاڑی آئی گئی مکند گاڑی چل
شری نروتم داس ٹھاکر ہے سنگ گرہے وا ونےتے ٹھاکر ہا گورنگا بولے داخل whether one is situated in the forest or at home, if he is engaged in devotional service of Lord Chaitanya, he is a liberated person. Here this is also repeated. For one who has not controlled his senses, going to the forest to become a so-called yogi is meaningless. Because his uncontrolled mind and senses are going with him, he cannot achieve anything.
بالکل
ایون بائی گیونگ اپ ہاؤس اور لائف اینڈ اسٹیئنگ ان دا فارسٹ فارملی مینی میکنٹائل مین فرام دی اپ کنٹری آف انڈیا چوز ٹو گو ٹو بینگال اینڈ دس دے آر از اے فیملیئر سینگ اف یو گو ٹو بینگال یور فارچون ول گو ود یو Our first concern, therefore, should be to control the senses. And since the senses cannot be controlled unless engaged in devotional service of the Lord, our most important duty is to engage the senses in devotional service. Rishikeshena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means engagement of the purified senses in the service of the Lord. Here Lord Brahma indicates that instead of going to the forest with uncontrolled senses, it is better and more secure to engage the senses in the service of the Lord. Even household life can do no harm to a self-controlled person acting in this way. It cannot force him to material bondage. Srila Rupa Goswami has further enunciated this position. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa jira nikhilasva avasthasu jivan muktaha sa uchyate. Regardless of one's circumstances, if one fully engages his activities, mind and words in the devotional service of the Lord, he should be understood to be a liberated person. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a responsible officer and a householder, yet his service to the cause of expanding the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unique. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Durdantendriya Kalasarapa Patali Parkhata Damstrathyate. The sense organs are certainly our greatest enemies, and they are therefore compared to venomous serpents. However, if a venomous serpent is bereft of its poison fangs, it is no longer fearful. Similarly, if the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no need to fear their activities. The devotees in Krishna conscious movement move within this material world, but because their senses are fully engaged in the service of the Lord, they are always aloof from material world. They are always living in a transcendental position.
This is Didi. Please save yourself from these Gurgantals and show him these words. I mean to say, any situation, maybe we may be condemned from everywhere, then there is no need of committing suicide or anything. But this suicide has to be committed. Then sacrifice your senses, that's it. Material senses will destroy you. The same senses, if purified and engaged in Krishna service, will liberate you. So this is the message of Bhagavatam. This is an important message. And everywhere she, those who have not controlled the senses, within a day they fell down. All these sannyasis, so many, they went away. Within a day they went away. And they had a very kingly position. What were they lacking? They were not lacking anything. Within a day, as soon as they stopped controlling senses, now they didn't have any sandwich to eat. Formerly Mahaprasad plate was there, silver plate. But please, uncontrolled senses will lead you to the hellish life. If you don't hear Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is not in trouble, but your life will be destroyed. So don't fall prey to any propaganda. Wherever you are, please be seated in your own house and convert your house as you have converted it into temple. Who stops you? And you are continuously reminded of Jagannath, of Lalaji, every... What we lose in that? This is we have to convert our house into temple, that's... There is Vrindavan. What's the difference in Vrindavan? There is nothing here. If we can go to Vrindavan, so far so better. But it's not our, under our control at the moment to leave this place and go to Vrindavan. And those who have gone there, they are in trouble because it's now city-like, you know. They have to buy so costly. Flats are there. Expenses are there. And they are misread. One of that Shah from Bombay, he had built the house there. Now there is nobody to look for that house. And these Guru Hunters are plenty. This one, Jina, the Swaminarayan man. He said, now I don't want to do anything. I just want to serve my Guru Maharaj. And then somebody donated him the house in Vrindavan. Next day he married. And I said, Guru, now enough your service, I am the Vrindavan. All right. Please. Our senses are not under cover. As when the house was there, ghar se to ghar wadi kuch hai jaye. तू वह वालों कह रहा था तू हाँ मुझे भगवान की कृपा थी आवे हाँ योर डंडा मुकुंद डंडा मुकुंद डंडा मुकुंद कार क्या है मुकुंद है चाहिए ये से है ना लाइट से लाइट से हाँ ये न भागो तुम लास चल रही है मारो कार बदो मुकुंद घर क्या है हाँ जय भजिए राजी थी जय राजी थी जय सुई जाए तो बोली जय यू आर नॉट कमिंग आउट ऑफ योर प्रीवियस लाइफ येट और रंड मुकुंद न थे मुकुंद न थे वेरी गुड अन्य एम दारे क्या sound system. Gana in the hatche there. She of Kutu, the Chudli, that is it. The key.